What was that?
Sounds like an angry animal. Let's hope it's not another panda cobra.
Jesus, it sounds like it's fighting. We all accounted for? Evelyn? Iggy? Chutney?
Here.
Where's Paz?
Take that, you furry piece of shit!
What does he think he's doing?
Are you trying to get yourself killed, dude?
I got this. No thanks to you, lazy asses.
I reckon you'll last as long as a paper shirt and a bear fight.
I'll wear your fur on my back as a warning to all the other bears to not fuck with Paz.
Well, he did it. That son of a gun actually did it.
Paz, that was amazing.
What can I say? It turns out I really got a knack for this outdoor adventure stuff.
Space America, Episode 7, The World is an Imperfect Place, was written by Ian McGowan and Liz Zirkel, and voiced by Adam Bauer, S. Michael Clericus, Dave Goddard, Allison Headley, Kat Johnson, Lisa Canizé, Ian McGowan, William Mead, Nate Miller, Stephanie Miles, Jen Weinman, Daniel Williams, and Liz Zirkel. The main theme was composed by Ian McGowan, with additional music provided by Ian McGowan and Daniel Williams. This episode features the song Screws Fall Out All the Time, The World is an Imperfect Place by Bear Cub. Online at bearcubstl.bandcamp.com. Space America is brought to you by Calamity Cast, produced by Daniel Williams and co-created by Dave Goddard, Ian McGowan, Daniel Williams, and Liz Zirkel. And now, Space America Episode 7, The World is an Imperfect Place.
Good evening, I'm Steve Anker, and thank you for tuning into Space America 1, home of the number one space news program in the universe. As you may know, we've been following the story of the shocking arrest of Mother Mary, head of the Church of Neobotanology, at the hands of President Detective Dick Lazier. For more on this story, let's go to our chief political correspondent, Willie Lambs.
Thank you, Steve. I'm here outside the off-White House with dozens of protesters.
Willie, what's the general feeling of the crowd?
In a word, squishy. In more words, some of the protesters are clearly members of the church, distraught at seeing their leader imprisoned. Others have grown distrustful of the current government and the questionable legality and transparency surrounding the arrest.
You mean the lack of evidence against Mother Mary?
That's right, Steve. And this time, the only evidence made public is circumstantial at best. There's no proof that Mother Mary committed any crimes.
Willie, have the protesters made any demands?
Oh, no, Steve, it doesn't seem like it. We've been covering the protests for 2 weeks now, and there's no end in sight. There seems to be no central leadership, and nobody seems to want anything specific. These are trying times indeed. Back to you, Steve.
Back on Earth, the team is en route to Omelette, Colorado, home base of the Ace of Isaac, a reclusive technological genius. Unfortunately, travel has become somewhat difficult, as about 250 miles outside of their destination, the team's trusted Winnebago begins to show its age.
Shh, easy does it there, Witty. You can make it. I know you don't want to make us hoof it to Omelette.
You can do it, girl. Keep chugging along. Papa's got you, baby bear.
What the hell? Iggy, can you fix it?
Do I look like Bob the Builder to you?
Yes?
Oh, never mind.
I guess let's see what's wrong with this piece of crap.
Don't worry, Winnie. She didn't mean it. You're okay. I know it.
No, I really did.
Well, what's the verdict?
Not looking good in here. Not at all. This baby hasn't had an oil change in who knows how long. The coolant levels are low and this engine, shit, don't even get me started. I'm honestly surprised we've made it this far. We at least need new spark plugs and a tune-up, and these pistons look worn to hell. I'm telling y'all, there's no way we'll find any of that between here and Omelette.
Fan-freaking-tastic.
How did we let you get so abused, my sweet, sweet Winnie? What horrible people we are to ruin you like this.
Aw, cheer up, Paz. It's just a car.
This isn't a car, Evelyn! This is a prized piece of history, and we're just abandoning her like a pile of roadkill. Just a car. Have some respect.
Okay. I'm sorry, Paz.
All right, let's grab as much gear as we can carry. We're on foot to Omelette.
Paz, would you feel better if you wore your stealth suit while we traveled? I know you like how it feels on your body parts.
I already am. I never actually took it off.
Come on, guys. We need to cover as much ground as possible while the sun's still shining.
The accommodations in the off-White House's presidential jail suite are surprisingly comfortable. Walls adorned with ornately framed presidential portraits, rich mahogany bookshelves, and a thick shag carpet. It's here Mother Mary is left to rot, patiently waiting for Sister Cynthia.
Good evening, Mother. I wanted to let you know how things are progressing. Police are everywhere thanks to the protests. The president's influence over the people seems to be unraveling.
Yes, the protests are certainly a good sign for us. Hearing the chanting in the streets only strengthens my resolve.
Many people seem to be joining our side, questioning the government just like we wanted. Things seem to be working out exactly as you expected.
Indeed, sister. We have Gaia on our side. Now, did you bring the radio?
Of course. Do you think you'll be able to reach your Earthling liaison?
I hope so. I've been waiting for his guidance on how to proceed. By the grace of our mother, we'll find a sign. Hello? Is anyone there? Do you copy?
Hello? Hello? This is Ling Hauser. Who is this?
Thanks for listening. Help others find our show by rating and reviewing Space America on iTunes. Check out CalamityCast.com for even more content. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get in touch and let us know how we're doing. If Discord's your thing, join our server. If you like what you hear and you want to help keep the lights on, consider becoming a regular Calamity Cast contributor on Patreon. Or if you'd like to make a one-time donation, you can do so at paypal.me/CalamityCast. We appreciate your support, and your donations truly make a difference.
Having walked as far as they could before the last bit of sunlight faded away into the darkness of night, the group makes camp among a few trees to rest for the evening.
It's so peaceful here. I haven't felt this close to Mother Gaia in a long time.
Evelyn, I'm really truly sorry about the seed bank. I can't imagine how you must feel after seeing all those seeds destroyed.
I know what it's like to see all the things you hold dear be taken from you. Stay strong, E. You'll make it through this. We're all here to help.
Guys, I really don't want to think about that right now. I just want to enjoy this fresh air and look at these stars, okay?
Would you give it a rest already, Wings? You've been messing with that radio for days.
I'm trying different frequencies to see if anything connects. So far, nothing, but who knows? This thing's old, but the technology seems solid. Cookie would have had this thing up and running in no time.
Hello? Is anyone there? Do you copy?
What the hell?
Hello? Hello? This is Wings Hauser. Who is this?
This is Mother Mary of Space America. Wings? Wings Hauser? Is this Evelyn with you?
Did she just say Space America? How did... But what?
Mother Mary? This is Sister Evelyn.
Sister Evelyn, it's good to hear from you, but where did you get this radio?
We got this radio from Mountie territory. What the hell is going on?
Shut up a second. Evelyn is trying to talk.
We stole it from enemy territory. It's a long story, Mother, but you should know that Earth is thriving. The plants are so lush and green, it's amazing. Unfortunately, we're stranded.
My goodness, is an issue indeed. Listen, I don't have time. I've been placed under arrest by the... I can no longer assist the expedition. You'll have to find the... and get back to Space America on your own as soon as...
What? What's she saying? Who's arrested?
What just happened? Mother Mary, do you read me?
We lost the signal, E. Best turn that thing off to save battery life. Who knows when or if we'll be able to charge it.
I'm really sorry, guys. I just don't know enough about these old radios to fix it. And now we lost contact with possibly the one person who could help us.
Ugh. Seriously? Wake up, Wings. Mother Mary was expecting someone else on the other end of that radio, not you. Not even Evelyn, and given where we found it...
Stop it! I refuse to believe the woman who's influenced me most, who's devoted her entire life to spreading the good seed of Gaia, would do this to us.
Who knows who else she's been talking to while we've been trying to keep our asses alive?
It's entirely possible Mother Mary did use someone down here to make this mission happen.
No, we're not talking about this anymore. Mother Mary's intentions are nothing but good. End of discussion.
I still don't trust her. I don't trust any of this.
Wait, Evelyn, come back. These woods are lousy with bears.
She'll be all right, friends. He just needs to cool off for a few minutes. Let's try to rest up tonight. We still have a long road ahead of us.
In the distance, under tree cover, sit two figures with binoculars, watching as Evelyn storms off.
Yep, that's definitely them. Radio the captain.
Captain, we've got eyes on the Space Americans. Their transport broke down, but it seems like they're heading to Omelette.
I see. Good work. Stay on them, but keep your distance. They can't know you're following them.
Yes, sir.
The next few days were surprisingly uneventful, a welcome change from the chaos of explosions, espionage, and bear fights. The group continues to make their way through the Rocky Mountains, heading southeast toward Omelet, Colorado.
So, Iggy, you're modded, right?
Oh, boy. Indeed I am, Chutaroo. Indeed I am. Why do I not like where this is going?
How did you decide to, you know?
Well, son, it was such an easy decision for me, honestly. So much so, it didn't seem like a choice at all. It's made sense. Why keep old, out-of-date parts when you can replace them with the new and improved?
I guess that's a fair point. But, well, you're not exactly a robot, but you're less human now.
Now, wait a minute! Less human? Says who?
Well, I just thought...
Well, you thought that because some of us down here have replaced an eye here, a knee there, that we're less human? That we're not as human as you space Americans?
No. Well, not exactly.
Listen! Long ago, I had a wife and son, Chutney. They were my world. I reckon you don't much know what that's like, do you?
Not really, no.
I thought as much. Beautiful, compassionate creatures they were. Matilda had this whimsical charm about her. And little Henry, he was about the most precocious person I'd ever met. They brought me the most incredible joy I've ever known to this day.
What happened?
They took ill with the flu, believe it or not. It was a new strain, the doctor said. Viruses are ever-changing, you see. Always adapting. The old vaccines just didn't work anymore. And the one Matilda and Henry needed wouldn't end up being developed for years. Henry fought as long as he could. They both did. To say it was heartbreaking doesn't even come close. At the end, Matilda made me promise not to mope, though. She never was much for moping around herself. Don't you dare stay cooped up like some kind of hermit, Iggy. You know we'll always be with you. Promise me you'll travel, see the world, go on adventures. Easiest promise I ever made, I'll tell you what.
Iggy, I'm so sorry.
What do you think it means to be human, Chutney?
I don't know. Flesh and blood, working with the body that God or whoever gave you. That sort of thing, I guess.
That's it? That's your measure of humanity?
I mean, technically, I'm right.
Technically, you're a shit-brained sack of squirrels. Being human isn't just being flesh and blood, Chutney Montgomery. It's an ability to show compassion, persevere against adversity when the odds are against us and our backs against the wall. Benevolence in the face of animosity, righteousness in the face of evil. Chutney, replacing a knee or a shoulder to relieve pain and in turn maybe prolong whatever time we have on this earth doesn't impact our ability to understand the difference between right and wrong. The intangibles are still there, son. We humans are more than the sum of our parts.
Iggy, I'm sorry. I've never looked at it that way. My dad is a politician and came from a long line of them. Hell, my great-great-great-great-grandfather was part of the political landscape when Space America was launched. As kids, we were taught that modding is low class, that the people doing it were scum. All they want is chaos and don't care about morals. That was the thinking I was born into.
Let me ask you this. What about Cookie? She was pretty heavily modded. You think she was scum? You think she didn't have any morals? And how about me? Love is the most powerful of human emotions, Chutney Montgomery, and I have known it far better than you ever could. No goddamn ocular enhancement could ever change that or take that away from me, could it?
Of course not. It's just my whole world has been turned upside down, and I'm having a hard time reconciling some stuff. Look, I'm sorry, okay? But I am trying.
I know, Chuts. I know. You can't help your upbringing, but you're at least taking baby steps. They might not be the most tactful, but it's a start.
Time, along with our gang of adventurers, continues to march on as the days tick by, getting ever closer to Omelet, Colorado. After yet another grueling day of walking, the group settles in to camp as the sun begins to set. With much on her mind, Evelyn takes advantage of the last fleeting moments of light to journal.
Journal entry number... no idea. Or what the date is. I guess it doesn't really matter at this point, does it, journal? So much has happened since I left Space America that I don't even know where to begin. It makes me long for the days when my biggest issues were Sister Carol being annoying and Roger not exactly being exciting. I don't really mean that. Gaia on high. Do I miss him? Okay, focus. My brain is going in so many different directions, and I have so many pent-up emotions right now that I can't even think straight. We're stuck on Earth. Cookie is dead. I still can't believe that. Wings is a drug addict, which is devastating. We used to be so close. She should have trusted me to help her. Instead, she was hard-headed as always, dealt with it alone, and almost got us all killed. If she'd been clear-headed, the entire mission could have gone differently. Even weirder, it seems Mother Mary is in cahoots with someone on Earth this entire time, which leads me to believe there's a lot she isn't telling me. I know I told the group there's no way she would betray us. The more I think about it, I just don't know. And then, there are the seeds. Mother Mary trusted me to obtain as many of the seed samples as I could, but this Canadian destroyed the AmeriFarm. I tried so hard. I couldn't save them all. There just wasn't enough time. All those seeds, gone. It's as if I single-handedly destroyed Mother Gaia's future children. My failure has been weighing heavily on me. I'm not sure how to handle that. I feel so inadequate and small in the wake of such a heavy defeat. I've let myself down, let the church down, and most importantly, I let Mother Gaia down. I need to atone for this. I still have a handful of samples in my sack that I managed to grab before the explosion. I vow on my life that I will protect those last remaining seeds from harm. I would rather die than see them destroyed.
Hey, Evelyn!
What?
Dinner's ready. Come get the grub, bub!
Okay, yeah. 1 second. Okay, journal. This was good. I feel more focused now. We're all tested eventually, right? It strengthens the roots of our faith. All right, that's all for now.
How much farther is Omelette, Iggy? You've been walking for forever.
We still have a ways yet, Chuts. These mountain paths make for slow going.
Did you guys hear that?
Maybe a boulder rolling through the woods?
No. The sound's too regular. Like footsteps almost.
Whatever has footsteps like that has got to be massive. Oh my God, please be a Bigfoot.
Don't be a fool. There ain't no Bigfoot. Not anymore, anyway. I killed him for cheating at cards. Besides, he wasn't that big anyway.
Who are you people?
Who are you? What are you?
Tie my dangle to a truck and call me Hitchcock.
Iggy? Long time no see. Hey, man, how you been? What are you up to these days?
Oh, you know, same old. Heading into Omelette to meet an old friend. How's that tea set working out?
Oh, man, honestly, not great. I inadvertently crushed it almost immediately. Guess I just don't have that soft touch.
Iggy, you know this giant?
Whoa! Hey, pal! We prefer the term superb mutants.
Ooh, yeah, that's my bad.
Rick here's one of the guardians of the Rockies.
Well, not the entire mountain range. Coral's got the other half.
Does that mean you roam the mountains and make sure no one causes any damage, deforestation?
Yeah, more or less. We also keep an eye on the wildlife. Gotta make sure everyone's safe and sound. Sometimes hunters take a few liberties, if you know what I mean, and need a little re-education on the generosity of Mother Earth.
It's wonderful to know there are people down here doing Gaia's work.
Yeah, sure is. Well, I need to keep my patrol. I'll see you around, Ignatius. Oh, hey, do me a favor when you get to Omelette. Tell Stacy I said hi, will ya? She's driving an old electric cab. We missed her at the last Superb Mutant Super Meetup.
Sure thing, Rick. I'll see you around. Bye-bye now.
Thanks, pal. You too.
Not to rain on this friendship parade, but we should keep going. We'll be out of light soon.
Omelette, Colorado, the cybernetic mecca of what remains of North America. Built on the bones of ancient Denver, it's home to the most advanced cybernetic communities on the entire planet. In the city center, Felix arrives at a large building. Once a shoe factory, the derelict structure was then converted into a disco ball storage warehouse. Under new ownership, it was redesigned into the most sought-after cybernetics workshop in all of Omelette, operated by none other than the Ace of Isaac.
I don't have orders to murder everyone in the city, so I'll assume the ship's ready for the Canadian.
For the most part. It will need fuel and recharging once you've made it to the Black Site Omicron.
Excellent work as always, Ace. I guess no one needs to eat a bunch of ground-up corpses now, huh?
He certainly has been creative with his threats these days.
You don't even know the half of it. He's become a real pain in my ass.
Well, July 1st quickly approaches, and soon he'll no longer be a burden.
Holy shit, you're right. His plan removes him from Earth. You and I can take control of everything.
Do you truly believe he'll be done with us upon completion of his plan? Don't be so naive, Felix. We've been here before. Many have tried to destroy him, and they've all failed.
Trust me, Ace. This time, things are different.
I remain unconvinced.
Okay, well how about some extra insurance? We get the Space Americans involved. They want a piece of him, and I don't think they'll take much convincing.
They have proven to be a surprisingly resilient bunch of individuals. But they're no match for him.
Then we discreetly lend them a helping hand. They were headed this way the last I heard from my troops. Give them the coordinates for Blacksite Omicron. I'll take care of everything else once they get there.
This is dangerous, Felix. What if something goes wrong?
In all likelihood, they'll destroy each other, and we'll benefit either way. The Canadian is so close to seeing his plan come to fruition, he won't be thinking about anything else.
Yes, well, it would be nice to be able to fully focus on my work.
Exactly! You'd no longer halt progress to bend to his will.
I bend for no one. What about you? Your entire livelihood is based on his whims.
That is not entirely inaccurate. Fuck. Okay, there's no need for a petty argument. My point is this. He needs to go. For good. The Space Americans are the key to making that happen.
If what you've suggested is accurate, then the sooner this ship moves to Blacksite Omicron, the better. Have your troops load her up. When the Space Americans arrive in Omelette, I'll handle them.
I can't wait to never see this hunk of metal ever again.
Ah, so much work for it just to be destroyed. What a waste of materials.
For more content, visit CalamityCast.com. In addition to Space America and Good Morning Space America, we've got great shows coming soon, like Love and Lust and its companion show, Dick of the Week. And later in the year, check out Sweet Creepies, our new horror comedy. If you're itching for more sci-fi adventures, don't forget about A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction. Stay tuned for even more show announcements throughout the year, because we've got a ton of content we can't wait to share. Check out CalamityCast.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
3 weeks have passed since the calamity and chaos of Wing's rescue and subsequent explosion at the Megaseed AmeriFarm as the Harbingers of Adventure continue on toward Omelette.
Wow. I can't believe I'm holding a real piece of Earth-American history in my hands. The presidential log. Papa Cage would be so proud.
So, was it worth it? Any, interesting history?
Tons of stuff. There are pages and pages of old American recipes, things like that. Some really god-awful poetry about the sea.
No thanks.
No kidding. Oh, there are a few pages that are clearly written in some kind of cipher. I haven't been able to figure it out yet. Honestly, this kind of thing would have been right in Cookie's wheelhouse. She loved puzzles.
Cookie, goddammit.
You know, she and I took a class together way back at Space Science University, a 20th century music appreciation class. That's how we met, actually. Well, in person. She was doing this video series at the time to help pay for school.
Okay, yeah, this is getting super uncomfortable.
So I already knew who she was, but she didn't know me outside of my PassKicker69 handle. She was always nice to me in class, though. She even invited me to a party, where I proceeded to get way too drunk trying to calm my nerves.
Oh, hey, you made it!
Me? Me? Hey! I am! I did.
I'm glad you came. You're so quiet in class, we never get to chat in person.
Yep, the same class. We have it together. Wait, in person?
Yeah! Don't be shy! You're Pass Kicker 69, right? I mean, duh, of course you are!
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's fine. I'm not...
It's just that I really like your camera work, and you use some really interesting angles, and there's no one else out there even close to you, and it's so tastefully done, and just awesome, and you're so great, and you sit on so many pie varieties.
Oh, my goodness. Calm down, Squishy. You're making me blush.
Squishy?
Oh, I think we both know that nickname fits you perfectly.
It does? It does? It does. Oh, no.
It's fine. Kind of cute, actually.
Oh, no. No, I'm going to...
Oh, what the hell, man? That's my fish tank. Oh, Fritz better be okay.
Oh, boy. Let's get you cleaned up, huh? Come on, Squishy.
poor Fritz didn't even stand a chance.
Gross. Ugh.
Incredibly, but you know what? She got me to the bathroom, held my hair back, and got me cleaned up. She took care of me, even though she barely knew me at all. That kind of compassion is hard to find. I really miss her.
Me too, Paz. But it's not just that. I let her down. I let you all down back at the mansion.
Wings, you can't think like that.
Can't I? If I hadn't been so fucking high, if I'd been sober, she'd still be alive. But no, I needed that bump. What's funny, at the time, I was convinced the drugs were the only thing keeping us alive. I'm an idiot.
What made you start using anyway?
One word, war. In basic training, we were taught to accept death as an inevitable part of war. I was taught the enemy isn't a person, they're a target. Even my old man told me, detach from the kill. But I couldn't detach from losing good soldiers under my command. I couldn't detach from recognizing a familiar face in an enemy uniform right before they were killed. After I was discharged, I saw a VA doc, and she gave me these meds to help me detach from everything. Let me tell you, Paz, it felt great. Most of the time, I felt like the old me, pre-war me. No nightmares, no episodes, but I wasn't really fixing my problem, was I? Eventually, the dose the doc had me on wasn't cutting it. I couldn't get an appointment for months, so I upped the dose myself. And damn it if I wasn't back to feeling great again. But the cycle kept repeating. Once, while stealing the doc's prescription pad, I actually said to myself, Wings, you're not an addict. You just know what's best for you. What a crock of bullshit, right? Taking care of things myself, I actually believed I made it out of the woods. But eventually it was just me chasing a ghost. The ghost of the high, or maybe a ghost of someone I killed. Probably both. It doesn't really matter now.
But you're sober now. You're clean, right?
I am, and I'm going to stay that way. For Cookie. I'm not letting anyone else down.
You didn't get Cookie killed, Wings. That's on the historian. That's on the Mounties. On the Canadian. Her blood is on those pricks' hands, not yours.
And those fuckers will pay for what they did. But I'm also not getting anyone else killed because of my own stupid, destructive behavior. You deserve better from me. You saved my life, and I'll owe you guys forever.
We're a team, Wings. For better or worse, we're stuck here together. We'll need all hands on deck to kick the Canadians' maple syrup swilling ass for Cookie.
For Cookie.
Mecca, the hub of all modern innovation, and home of the best fucking breakfast you've ever had. We need to track down the Ace of Isaac if we're going to have any chance of catching the Canadian.
How are we going to do that exactly? This entire city looks like a techie's wet dream.
There used to be a bar near the industrial district where you could find him, but that was years ago. Only crossed paths with him a few times, believe it or not. The industrial district is on the west side of town, near the train station.
Sounds like that's our best lead.
Let's grab a taxi and head that direction. I'm sure we're all tired of walking anyway. Taxi!
Yeah, we do!
The Blue Mule, out by the train station.
You got it, bud! Violin!
Thank you kindly. Say, I know this sounds kind of racist, but you wouldn't happen to be Stacy, would you?
Depends who's asking!
We ran into Rick. He said they missed you at the last Superb Mutant Super Meetup.
Yeah, you had to take a shift! You had to take work when you didn't get it, you know? Anyway, you guys in town for a conference or something?
Something like that, yeah.
We're, here for Omelette's networking opportunities?
Well, not sure you'll get many of those at the Mule! Not the hoppin' spot it used to be!
Thanks for the advice, but I'm sure we'll manage.
Alright, here we are! That'll be 10:50!
Well, we don't
wanna keep you waiting. Here's the 15er. You keep the change.
Woo! Thanks! You all have a good time at your conference or whatever!
Let's see what this place is about.
The Blue Mule used to be the home away from home for the local trades workers. In its heyday, if you needed a job done, you could walk right into this bar that smelled like motor oil, burnt plastic, and cheap drinks, and ask the bartender to point out whoever you needed. If they were too far gone, there were three or four others they'd suggest. It used to be a real working-class kind of place. Today, it's empty, save for the bartender.
Man, that taxi driver was right. This place is dead.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what to say. The mule's not the bustling hive of information I'd heard.
It's not your fault, Iggy. This place clearly hasn't been popular for quite a while.
Welcome, friends. Come on in. What can I get pouring for you?
Hello, ma'am. Do you have any light beers on tap?
What? No. Whiskey.
Say, friend, my colleagues and I are trying to find someone. Ace of Isaac. We only met a handful of times, but I heard this was a place we could find him.
He still patronizes this establishment from time to time. Looking for transport?
In a manner of speaking.
Our ride broke down outside of town. Some piece of shit Winnebago.
You watch your mouth.
Winnebago? That's a pretty antiquated vehicle. How'd you manage to get your hands on such an antique?
We, borrowed it from some friends. They're probably dying to get it back at this point.
Anything you can do to help put us in contact with the Ace would be much appreciated.
Well, I do believe you're in luck. I can set up a meeting.
So, he's not very trusting, so you'll have to forgive the sedation gas.
Sedation gas?
Son of a bitch!
What the hell, man? Where are we? Evelyn? Paz? Wake up! Iggy! Chutney!
Present. Ugh. Might puke, though.
Hey, asshole. I don't know what you're up to, but I already had to deal with getting captured by one psychopath. I've had my fill. Let us out now.
I don't think so. My name is Ace of Isaac. Welcome to my personal workshop.
This place is huge! Guys, the double tubs could definitely fit in here. That's for sure.
An astute observation. Indeed it can, and did. It has just been shipped off. A decent piece of machinery, although it was more than a little lacking when it came into my possession.
You had our ship this whole time? Why?
I was tasked with repairing it for a man known as the Canadian.
See? Y'all wanted to find your ship, and I figured Ace was the best bet to help us, and I was right.
Ace, where's the ship now, and how do we get it back?
Well, it's headed to the Canadian at Blackside Omicron, although I suppose that name means nothing to you. He's got big plans for that ship, I believe. And soon.
What do you mean? What kind of plans? Where is Blackside Omicron?
Blackside Omicron is the location of an ancient museum.
Aw, sweet!
Dedicated to America's militaristic might and the worship of the nuclear weapon. He does have an affinity for dramatic irony. I wasn't privy to the specifics of his machinations, but I had been tasked with retrofitting your transport vessel with a nuclear payload. The Canadian does have many enemies. His exact words were, I need to cause maximum possible casualties.
We have to stop him. The Tubbs is our only way home. Ace, where is Blackside Omicron? How do we get there?
And how the hell can you possibly work with that piece of shit?
Self-preservation. Which is why I'm not convinced giving you information on Blackside Omicron is wise. You see, this brilliant plan of his actually benefits me greatly. I can't risk you foiling it, thereby bringing the Canadian's rage down on me. His failure to execute would mean a continued presence on Earth, where he would remain a screw in my plating.
You're assuming we'd leave him alive? We aren't, pal. Not after everything he's done to me, to us. Our pal Cookie might still be alive if it wasn't for him and his fucking Mountie Goon Squad.
Do you honestly think you could stop the Canadian from carrying out his diluted plans of grandeur?
I'd bet my life on it.
And I wouldn't bet against Wings, friendo. I've never known a more determined soul.
I see. Your determination is commendable.
We can't just stand idly by and let this happen. Whoever he's after, they don't deserve nuclear annihilation. Wouldn't you do the same thing if you were in our position?
Look, man, either the Canadian completes his plan and he's out of your hair for good, or we stop him and he's out of your hair for good. What do you have to lose?
That argument is convincing the more you hear it.
Help us, Ace.
Very well. Blackside Omicron is located approximately 900 miles southwest of us, in Arizona. Without your Winnebago, that complicates things slightly, but the trains can get you there just as well. I've got the coordinates to Blackside Omicron back in my office.
Thank you, Ace. You won't regret this.
So, I'm excited we're no longer imprisoned by this guy, but are we ready to just trust him 100%? What if these coordinates lead us right into a trap?
Chutney's got a point, weirdly enough.
Right?
I don't buy it, Chutney. Either we stop the Canadian, or we don't and he carries out his plan anyway. Both scenarios end in Ace's favor.
And let's be clear, failing to stop the Canadian is not an option.
Here we are, the coordinates to Blacksite Omicron. The double tubs will be there as well, and I promise you she is fit for spaceflight once more. If you are able to foil the Canadian, you should have no trouble getting back to Space America in that vessel.
Thank you, Ace.
Let's move out. Something tells me we don't have much time.
No, you don't.
Iggy? What's wrong? Are you okay?
I'm afraid your beloved Ignatius Babcock is a bit tongue-tied at the moment.
That voice.
Ace, I knew you couldn't be trusted. I don't think I'll have a use for you any longer. Ignatius, I believe our friend Prada supplied you with a short-range targeted EMP grenade, correct?
No! Please!
There's a good boy.
You'll do well to remember that the best laid plans.
Goodbye, Ace. Now, for the rest of you, I think I'll rely on more antiquated yet equally effective methods. Hello again, Wings. Iggy, I think we'll save Miss Hauser for last.
You won't regret this. What was that?
Why do I not like where this is going?
Right? Do you have any light beers on tap?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What does he think he's doing? What does he think he's doing?
Okay, this is getting super uncomfortable.
Oh, sweet.
Technically, you're a shit brain sack of squirrels.
Son of a bitch.
That's my bad.
Right?
Please be a Bigfoot. Please be a Bigfoot.
There ain't no Bigfoot. I killed him for cheating the cards.
Oh my God.
Ugh, my puke.
Oh my God.
I killed him for cheating the cards.
You won't regret this.
Papa's got you, baby bear.
Okay, this is getting super uncomfortable.
Right?
These woods are lousy with bears.
Call me Hitchcock.
Okay. What?
Do you have any light beers on tap?
What?
Why do I not like where this is going?
What? You regret this.
Tie my dangle to a truck and call me Hitchcock!
This has been a Calamity Cast production. For more content, visit CalamityCast.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.